Please find a comfortable posture. It is very important to keep your back straight as much as you can. Chin up. Gently close the eyes. Think to yourself, it's a beautiful day today. Ask yourself, why I am here? What is my intention? What is my purpose? Your weekend, your Saturday. You all can do something different. I'm so grateful to you all. You made this decision in this morning, come to the temple, this hour. You want to spend some quality time with yourself, with all these like-minded people. So, therefore, this morning I call you all, you all are my heroes. Why you all are my heroes? Because to make this kind of decision is very hard for most of people. Now take few deep, long breaths. Hold, then release, then relax your body, relax your mind. Please do it two more times. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. When you repeat those three words, please define them to yourself, how you understand them right now. Then make that intention in your mind, that thought, that intention, then you can maintain throughout the day, every action, every situation, you can use that intention. I call it skillful thought. Or wholesome thoughts. As a meditation practitioners, we always trying to keep these wholesome thoughts, maintain that thought in our mind. If you can maintain this loving kindness thought, skillful thoughts or wholesome thoughts in your mind, there are less opportunities for you to be distracted. So therefore we are developing that thought in your mind, then it's become real. It's become part of your life. There is no separation. You're living or your loving kindness. You become loving kindness. Then you are loving kindness. Your words, your thoughts, your actions turn into loving kindness. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards your family. Think of them individually by names. You can imagine their smiling faces. They are standing in front of you. You are looking at them. You are smiling to them. Your parents, your children. Through your smile, without communicating, you are spreading your loving thoughts. They feel your love, compassion, and kindness. You feel their love and compassion and kindness. You all are radiating that energy to each other. May all of my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Even some are negative. Unconditionally, still we are sharing our loving thoughts with them. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. You cannot make the whole world well, happy and peaceful, but you are making that intention in your mind. Appreciating all the opportunities you have. Now, how about this? You can take conventional I out from your loving kindness, your conventional family members, also you are taking out them from your loving kindness practice and the world. Then what is exist? Then you have unconditional loving kindness exists. No barriers, no limits. Your practice turn into like wind, freely blowing around the world. How beautiful if you can maintain that intention in your mind. Otherwise, whatever kindness or love we have, always it is another condition. Now slowly turn your attention to your breath, which is your life. Why we are focusing on our breath? To make our body and mind calm. When you have a calm mind or calm life, then you can see things as they are. That is the purpose we are focusing on our breath. We all have begun a journey. Journey into our minds and hearts. A journey of discovery, who and what we are. When you are practicing meditation or going your inner journey, sometimes it is challenging. You may experience restlessness, sleepiness, some boredom, laziness, doubts, perhaps regret. Please be aware about them. No need to try to push them away, or no need to worry about them. You can be aware about them. Those are distractions. Now think to yourself, these many things that arise in my mind do not belong to me. When I think that they are mine, to do as I wish, to cling to or to push away or to ignore, I generate enormous suffering in my life and in the lives of others. May I continue to develop great regard, respect, and kindness towards many contents of my mind and my body. Now bring your palms together close to your heart. Make a wish or intention for yourself, for your life. And if you want to send some blessings to other people who is seeking some blessings, this is a good time to think of them after meditation. May peace be with you. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay, let's do our chanting. Today, especially, we are dedicating this morning's service ingrant husband who passed away a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago. His name is Jean Lester. So, ingrant and family, you are doing so much for the temple. Every day, sometime you are spending at the temple, working, cooking, cleaning, doing lots of hard work. And also you took care of your husband lovingly and kindly. Finally, as the nature of life, he passed away. So today, you and family dedicating this beautiful morning meditation, name of Jean Lester, thinking of him, let's do this chanting. We are going to dedicate this chanting for him. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma Namo tassa bhagavato Samma sambuddhasse namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi anicca vata saṅkhārā uppāda vaya dhammino Uppajjitvā nirujjanti tesaṃ upasamosuko sabbe santā avirā hontu sabbe santā Abhyapajya hontu sabbe santa aniga hontu sabbe santa sukhi attanam parihārantu Mano pubbhangama dhamma Mano setta mano Manasache Bhasativa karotiva Tato nang dukkha manveti yakkaṃ vavāto padaṃ mano pubbhaṅgamā dhammā mano settā mano මනසාචේ පසන්නේන භාසතිවා කරෝතිවා තතෝනං සුක මන්වේති ඡායාව අනපායිනේ. We believe
in generosity towards others. We believe in skillful, noble practice marked by generosity. We believe generosity has many levels. Think generously, speak generously, act generously. We believe generosity is the heart of our spiritual practice, and this practice allows us to become more willing, accepting,
my wish. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Okay, happy to see you all in this morning. Okay, what I'm going to tell you? Even I don't know. Okay, so yesterday, me and Bhante Rahula, we were driving to Crystal Lake. At the lake and 14, that intersection, there was a young lady, maybe homeless, right? You know, maybe homeless. She was looking for something, holding the board. I know they are asking some money. Then we were driving, and also then I saw lots of other people driving. Then I was thinking to myself, even I didn't tell him about it, so everybody doing something and looking for something. All the people, when they are driving somewhere, when they are flying somewhere, when they are going to work, whatever they do, they are looking for something, including that homeless person. It's very interesting. So do you? You are always looking for something? What do you look for? What are the things you are looking for? Okay, what else?
Peace,
looking for peace. Okay, good. Relief. What else?
Coffee.
Please bring me one now. Thank you, Tyler. What else?
Contentment.
Anybody?
Satisfaction.
Okay, satisfaction. Okay. So that means we all human beings, day and night, whole our life, we are looking for something. We are seekers. Sometimes we are falling, you know, we are looking for something physical. You are looking for something mental. You are looking for something emotional. So we are looking for something. How many years you look for those things? Lifetime. Are you very happy now, all the search? So I was thinking to myself, how many years I was looking for something. So still looking. So I just returned home, being in Vietnam, Tyler and Grant and some other people were in Vietnam too. Before everybody arrived to Vietnam, I flew a few days early from Sri Lanka, me and my friend, assistant Michael, we were there. We were doing a few other things before people come because we had to prepare to welcome everybody. It's another whole job. And so anyway, we went to the couple of places to do something. So every time when I go to a place, people always friendly and asking, you know, when they see Michael, he's a white American guy, they understand he's coming from somewhere, you know, white people country, right? They understand that. And so when they are looking at me, you know, they always have a question. Where are you come from? So one day, I was making a joke. I said, I'm an American, right? So they don't believe it. We were joking. So then finally I said, no, I born and raised in Sri Lanka. Now I'm living in Chicago so many years, you know. So then they're asking, what are you doing? I said, I'm a monk. And so, you know, these are the things I'm doing. Then one girl, and she's a doctor, she asked me, can you help me to find happiness? So I said, I don't have it. You know, I love to make the jokes, and so I said, I don't have it. So then I said, Michael was laughing, then I said, don't look for it. Don't look for it. If you look for it, you don't get it. So then we were there a couple of hours, and so we were keep talking, you know. So she was asking lots of questions. It's a great discussion because we were there almost 2 hours. So now my point is, now you are seekers, you are looking for happiness or physical, emotional, whatever you are looking for. Now I can see people are so exhausted even searching. So when I was in Sri Lanka this summer, it was very busy summer for me. I was thinking after I go to Sri Lanka, I'm going to have a little rest. Even whatever rest I have here in this country, I didn't have it there. I just saw my mother one time, being 2 months in Sri Lanka, 10 minutes away from her. So that much I was so busy doing all the charities and those things. And so when I go to my home temple, full moon day, so lots of people I know from my childhood as a young monk until now, they are aging, I am aging too. When they see me, they are very happy. And so it's so interesting for me to see when I was 11 years old as a young monk, when I'm doing activities at the temple, those people were there that time at the temple too, doing the same events last 45 years. So interesting for me to see those people, now they are old, still they are sitting in the same spot, same place, still they are still looking for something. So they are sometimes grandmothers, they are sometimes grandfathers, they are very old, they are still treating me as a child because that's the time they remember me. And so when I'm building a conversation with these people, they are so joyful to see me because they raised me. And so the problems they were talking about when I was 11, 12 years old, still they have the same problems. Then I was thinking, what the heck we are doing? So in that moment of frustration in my mind, last 45 years, I was listening to these people, still they are the same. But they are very busy at the temple. Then I was thinking to myself, I didn't try to fix it, because I realize their age, now they are 85 years old, this is not time for me to fix it. Good luck, right? And so, best thing I can do, just let it be. Then I was thinking, instead of fixing them, I have to look within what is going in me. I'm very humble to say that. Now that 45 years of my journey with these people I met when I was young monk, then I was thinking, I can see they aged, their problems are the same, their complaints are the same, their frustration are the same, but they are very busy at the temple. Then they said, life is full of suffering. Life is full of suffering. So that sentence I heard 45 years ago also. So my point in that moment, I was thinking, now I am returning to my home temple. When I am looking at these people, they are the same. How about me? How about myself? I am the same? Yes, I am the same human being. I am age 57 years old. So how about my practice? Still I am seeking? Somewhat, yes, I am seeking. How about my growth? Instead of fixing them, I was questioning myself, what is happening in my life? Then I realized something beautiful thing. You know, I told you so many times, I used to be a very annoying Buddhist monk. I know, still I am so annoying to him, being a president. And sometimes, so I used to be so annoying to myself, my teachers, and all other people who are around me. Because sometimes I'm crazy. I know I'm crazy. That's a good thing, right? I know I'm crazy. So I recognize that. So then I met one of our principals in the school. He's living in Australia. He returned to Sri Lanka. After a long time, I met him too, because I'm the one of the first students of the school. And so he's aging. Now I'm an old monk too. Then we start to talk about it. And so my childhood experience, and he said, I'm very happy for your success. Everybody is talking about you. I get the news. I'm very happy to call you. You are my student. I said, I'm so grateful, but I remember you really well. You are most annoying and in the school and difficult. One day something happened. He said, even I told Rahul yesterday, I took the big desk and blocked the principal's office. Because some situation happened, I was against that. I blocked all the teachers put into the office. You know what I did? I pushed the whole table, blocked the whole door. All the teachers are, captured. And, that's my character, be honest. And so then I'm holding the desk. I gave a whole full talk to all the teachers. What you did, it is wrong. I don't like it. It is, actually it's something happened that time, Bhante-san, who is living in Florida. Something happened, injustice to him when he was a kid monk at the school. Because I was so mad. Why? Something injustice happened to him with teachers and the principal. I was fighting for that. So then he was telling me all those things. Then he said, do you still the same person? Because they have that old stories. I said no. That old person, just memories. I have that memories. Then I made the joke, don't play the game with me, maybe I will bring him back. And so, it's so funny, we were laughing, he was so grateful, we had lots of good time together. So what I'm trying to tell, so that 45 years of time, I change physically. I know that, I cannot stop that. Drastically, I change mentally too. I am not that kind of person anymore. That what it means, whatever I search, whatever I was seeking, to change myself, I change. Why I'm telling this? If you are not changing, come into this temple next 20 years, what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Then I talked to a couple of practitioners at my home temple. What do you think of me now? Because one of my students, he's a gynecologist now, and he said, when I am come to the Sunday school, when we are a kid, I was teaching as a young monk, you know, like my 20, I was teaching in the Sunday school. You are the most scary Buddhist monk in the Sunday school. Because I know I'm very loving and kind, same time I'm very strict sometimes when I'm doing things. Then he said, that time I have so much fear for you. But now adult, I really feel whatever you did, it's really helped me to keep my practice. Now I'm a good Buddhist, I'm married another doctor living in Australia, and so I'm so grateful to you. So that means he also changed. So now I'm keep asking you, do you change? Do you see the progress? If you, as a habit, you come to the temple, or having intention, I really want to grow, then I'm coming to the temple. Otherwise, after another 25 years later, if I survive, if I ask that question, if I see the same problem with you, you waste your time, you waste your energy, and you waste everything. I know one person who come to the temple last 20 years. I'm spending time. I spend hours of my time for this person. I sit down. I talk again and again and again and again and again. So many times. I see there is no growth at all. He knows that person too. There is no growth at all. How sad. So what I'm trying to tell you, don't waste your time. So therefore, don't search happiness. Happiness doesn't work. So I remember he said, looking for contentment or satisfaction. So can you find that? Can you satisfied? Why you cannot satisfy? You need more. You need more. Where is the draw line? Where is the end that, you know, need more? Think about it. So if you are looking for happiness, it is an outside experience. You are finding some outside sources and the people, then try to find the happiness. Then those sources change, then what will happen to our happiness? Our happiness also change. Now think about, you are satisfied. Satisfaction or contentment is not outside experience, it is an inside experience. Processing, understanding, looking for the cause and effect, what is the cause, what is the effect, understanding root of the problem, then you take the root out, then you feel, yes, this is the root, this is the cause, now I eliminate it, now still I have memories about those negativities, but it is not active anymore. When you are content, can I make you discontent? Do you think? No. I don't think so. If you are content, you know, if you are content, I cannot make you discontent. If I make you discontent, that means you are not content. Does it make sense? So if you are happy, oh, Bhante, I'm so happy today. People say that. Then I can, within a second, I said, you are so crazy or something, you know, I say something mean and rude to you. Then what will happen to your happiness? Gone. If you are really content person, even I say thousands of millions of negative things, I cannot make you unhappy. Why? You know about yourself through your practice. That means why you are still looking for happiness, you don't know about yourself. Therefore, still you are believing something there to find more happiness. So therefore, you know, somebody asked me that question, I am not 100% content. If I say that, I'm lying to you. So I can see that's the best confirmation you can have from your own mind without ego. Okay? If somebody making a confirmation about my practice, it is wrong. That's how they see me. If I can confirm about my own practice, even 1,000 people say I'm wrong, doesn't matter. Why? I'm very clear about my own journey. So what I'm asking you, can you confirm by yourself your inner journey, not other people? Don't come to me and ask, Bhante, I'm coming to the Blue Lotus Temple last 10 years. Could you please tell me where I'm at? So sometimes people asking me those questions. You know, one lady asked me, I was meditating with you 10 days in the retreat in Singapore, Malaysia. And so she asked me, end of the retreat, could you please tell me where I'm at? Then I said, how do I know where you at? Sometimes I make my face so mean. I said, how do I know where you at? I just walk away. So when I was in the kitchen at the temple, then this, tiny lady behind me again, Bhante, I'm here. Could you please give me an answer? I said, I don't know. I said the answer. How do I know? No, you have to know. I said, still I don't know where I am at. So then she said, there are so many other teachers who come to Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and after retreat, everybody confirmed me, my practice, my inner journey. So they said, I'm wonderful, I'm doing so great. Then I saw you asking me. Does it make sense now? So that means I said, you are keep asking me. You and the child, there is no big difference. Collecting the toys and getting the confirmation from each teacher, there is no practice. Only thing what she was doing, she needs recognition. That's another part of egotistical mind. So how come you are going to be content if you have that? So therefore, best way to confirm your practice, so go within, go inward and see in this time, put your time in between this time, the day I started now, how do I feel? How do I process my practice? How is my anger? How is my disappointment? How is my desires? How is my attachment? If you are getting better those things, you are doing wonderful. One person said to call me and said, you are the most unkind monk I ever met. He used to come to the temple always sitting in this cushion, right? I remember still. And so then he hung up the phone. I didn't say nothing. Why? Nothing to see. He hung up the phone. It's a long story. Then after a week later, when I was teaching here, he's exactly sitting in the same cushion. After I didn't do nothing. I just walked into the social room. Then he came to me and bowed to me and said, Bhante, I'm very sorry. I want to apologize. I said, apology is a good thing. What you are going to apologize for what? So other day I was so mean and rude to you. I did. I said, you are the most unkind monk. And so I want to confirm it, something different today. You are the most kind monk I ever met. Then I smiled. I said, nothing to do with me. Other day you said, you are unkind monk. That's how you see me other day. Now today you telling me you are the kind monk. That's how you see me today. I said, thank you so much. Anyway, based on your comments, I don't want to live my life. I know still people see something wrong with me. I cannot fix it until you come and directly talking to me. I know those things. But I'm sorry, don't misunderstand my words. I don't care. I don't care all those comments. Why? If I'm really holding those things, how am I going to be content? So, I do everything as a service. So, your job to find your inner joy. So, the another thing, people are thinking, I want to be happy, I want to find billions of dollars to make my life happy. I want to have wonderful people in my life. If you want to have people in your life, go and find them, 10 of them. I don't care. You know, if you want, that's great. If you want to find billions of dollars, have lots of money, please go and work hard, find money. Nothing wrong with that. Money is wonderful. You can use money to do so many good things. Somebody asked from the Buddha. Buddha never said, no need to make the money to make your life wonderful. Somebody asked from the Buddha, what is the purpose of material thing? Let's say money. What is the purpose of money? Buddha said, one purpose, to eat. Eat means to survive whatever you do everyday life with the money. It means, according to the Buddha's word, that means everything, daily activities, what we are doing, our family, feeding, taking care of other things. Then second thing, Buddha said, do eat to and give. Other than that, what is the purpose of the material things? None. So my point, after you having that concept in your mind, work hard every day as much as you can, day and night. Work hard, earn the money. Then enjoy that money and help the world. Why is that? After you're born into this world, the day you are dying, in between that window, you created all those things, material things and people you bring into the world to make your life more meaningful or joyful or comfortable. Other than that, there's no meaning. Then, last thing I want to tell you, if you really want to have a content life, die now. Sorry for my word. Die right now. Can you die right now sitting on this cushion? Can you? Yes. Got it. You got it. That means if you can die now, you can be a very content person. That means every day understand I am dying. That means every day, in other words, I am letting go. Every day, that means you are living purposefully. Why? If you understand I am going to die sooner or later, nothing to worry. Otherwise, if you are thinking I am forever going to live here in this world, always we are worrying and tension. So therefore, my point today, whatever do your activities in your life, please keep doing it. Bring purpose into your life. Have a realization what is the purpose behind it, then keep doing everything. Die now and live now. Does it make sense? If you die now, live now, therefore, after this meditation, go home and die. Don't kill yourself, okay? Don't suicide. And so don't put me to the trouble. What I'm asking you another way, go home and enjoy your life. Because you don't know tomorrow you have it. So I hope everybody understands something. So thank you. Any thoughts? Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. I know there's a, you know, that's a very generic word we are using, happy. So every time when I say, even during the meditation, I said, when you say, I'm well, I'm happy, I'm peaceful, when you say happy, define it to yourself.
What is that, seeking?
Yeah, you know, that means you are seeking, you know, it's okay to use the word, I'm seeking. You know, that means you are seeking. So then you are defined to yourself what it means, what is happiness mean to me. Then when I was seeking that word, how I defined it to myself, the contentment. So happiness turned into the contentment. So always define. So the way you understand it today, tomorrow is different. Why? It is a progressive practice. It is always developing our mind. That's a good question, because when I use the word contentment, people asking why you are using the word happiness then. So if I didn't use that happiness, you don't ask that question. Right? So that's wonderful. Anything else? Yeah?
I was going to ask. When you say go home and die or die right now, are you also implying a mean the ego, also shedding our ego?
Everything.
What I like.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, everything let go.
Yeah.
That means let go everything. You know, actually, when I was in Vietnam, one of our friend, my longtime friend, Kelly, came to Vietnam retreat from Pennsylvania. She is the most joyful person. So when she see me at the hotel, she was really all over and excited. Oh my God, Bhante, I met you in Sri Lanka. Now you are here again. And she said, very difficult for me to let go of you. Right? And so then I said, no need to let go. No, just let it be. Oh, then she said, what? I love that. So no need to let go. Let it be. Enjoy it. Now I said, I'm here, let's enjoy it. No need to worry about it. Does it make sense?
With your student example, do you consider reassurance and recognition the same?
Tell me a little bit more about it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh. Let's say, you know, some people are asking for reassurance because maybe they know that about themselves, that they need that reassurance from somebody else to strengthen what they're making.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion?
Yeah, okay, good. I understand. I don't know, sometimes very difficult for me to explain certain question when people asking. Being in the field so many years, from the distance I feel what they are asking. When the tone of that question, where I'm at, I knew where she is going now. Right? It's depend on the tone and the rhythm and the facial muscles and everything. So I knew it, she's looking for something. But sometimes when people are asking, you know, Tyler so many times asked me that question, you know, what do you see in me? In my practice, you know, how many times you ask me, you know, sometimes some many people ask me. So that means I know that person is humbly, honestly looking for feedback. It depend on the presentation, depend on that, you know, the presentation, how you asking. So it depend on the person and the personality. Okay, I hope you know the time pass. And anybody new today, new people, please raise. Okay, introduce yourself.
Srikant.
Okay, Srikant.
I'm from Shambhur.
Okay.
This is my first time. Our friend Alison brought me here.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Alison, how are you? Happy to see you. Welcome, thank you. Anybody else?
Me.
Yeah.
I'm Sirisha.
Alison. Oh, wonderful. I had to give something to Alison today, bring more people. And so, anybody else?
My name is
Kevin. Okay. Okay, welcome to the Blue Lotus. Oh, thank you, Julie. Okay, good people, you know, helping other people to come and practice. Anybody else?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Now, you know, temple is open to public. Anytime you are welcome. So this is your spiritual home. Okay? Anybody else? Okay, good. Okay, yes, we are going to do the welcome package. So, you want to start?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. As usual, I always say that the temple and the monastics rely 100% on your kind generosity. Please consider that as the donation baskets are going around. We also have this app to give thing. You can do this online, whatever way you want to help out. So, temple updates. We have our unveiling ceremony for our new Saturday, September 7th at 10 a.m. We will meet inside the temple for meditation before the ceremony. So there's been a lot of hard work and a lot of miles that have gone on here to get this garden going. It's going to be a work in progress. We've got new plantings in here. There's been a lot of cleanup around the temple. So this is a great thing that we've got going on here. Also, our annual precept ceremony is approaching on Saturday, October 19th. The schedule has been posted online for the required or you can talk to the office and they can give you some more information about it. We're always looking for ways for people to get involved. For those of us who volunteer around the temple, it's a task. It really is to keep this place village to prepare.
We cook yesterday.
Yes.
Yay. So therefore, don't miss the food.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I was just imagining if Bhante ever ran for office, can you imagine how taken out of context he would be and the memes they would create? He's encouraging us to die. He's saying don't chase happiness, but he's literally coined the phrase, may you be well, happy, and peaceful, like to 10 million people across the world. So I'll say what he often says. Please listen to his heart, not his words sometimes. But actually, he actually doesn't misspeak. I want to address this because every time he gives a talk even remotely similar to this, we get a lot of inquiry. And he has the luxury of giving the talk. I have the luxury of answering the inquiries. So when we say well, happy, and peaceful, we don't say those three words alone, do we? So may I be well, happy, and peaceful, right? May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Wellness, is that something that you can just guarantee and have all the time, and will you always have it? Is peace something you can have all the time? Is happiness something you can have all the time? We say, may you be happy. It's a result of behavior. It's a result of practice and actions, get it? So when we focus and make a commitment to the practices, occasional happiness can be one of the results. Wellness can be one of the results. Peace can be one of the results. Contentment, you get to be able to, no matter how things are going, people can find a way to be content, right? See the difference? And so we're doing our precept ceremony, and we invite anyone to be here just as a hold the high watch for those who want to take those vows. And the precepts are simply a commitment to ethical practice. There are five practices that we will go through. We have a series of classes that you can join to talk about the practical application of those practices. But actually, the pursuit of wellness, the pursuit of peace, and the pursuit of happiness come through the set of practices that are in the precepts. Like when you behave this way, here's some of the results. And so we invite you all to consider that and come to all the opportunities to hear about it and talk about it. Next week, our ceremony, it's going to feel a lot like this meditation, so it'll be our normal 10 o'clock meditation, but we're going to have a monastic visiting, and we're obviously going to go outside and unveil our new medicine Buddha and our new, the hug, we're calling it casually, which is the Healing Unity Garden, the hug. And if you notice, we built the walls to look like a hug, so take a look at it when you walk out there. You might notice it a little differently than when you've been watching it construct. And you know what I wanted to invite everyone to do is, this is a really unique space. We have Kuan Yin, we have Buddha, we have Mary, we have Jesus, And I want to encourage everybody to bring any other religious symbol from any other faith tradition that would make them feel comforted and whole and make them feel like we are truly creating unity and celebrating the interconnectedness of all faith. Because that is really what this offering to our community is. It's an opportunity for true interfaith meditation and reflection and sharing in the commonality of wisdom that comes in lots and lots of different ways.
That's it. Okay, so thank you so much, everybody. And one more thing, this coming Thursday, because I have one of the biggest disorder is a cleaning. And so everyone knows that. So therefore, we are going to do the deep cleaning in this, the upstairs, and Thursday in the morning. So therefore, I'm inviting you all, including two of us. We are going to do a deep cleaning. Let's do the deep cleaning meditation. While we are cleaning your own mind, when we are cleaning the temple too. Okay? So therefore, if you are free Thursday, 9 o'clock, if you are free that day, please come and join. Let's have a little cleaning party. Okay? That's it, right? Okay. Everybody, please stand up.